Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 22nd. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are in the book of Ezekiel for one more day. We'll be reading Ezekiel chapter 34, and this is all about the Lord being the shepherd of Israel. He talks in this passage about how the shepherds that were given the charge to take care of the sheep were not good shepherds. These were the overseers of the people of Israel. These were the priests. These were the people who were supposed to help guide and strengthen the people of Israel. And they did not. They didn't do their job. And so as we read the passage, I want you to kind of think about what are some of the things that the shepherds did incorrectly, and what are some of the things that a good shepherd does? And then I want you to ask yourself, what sheep has the Lord given you today to shepherd? Ezekiel chapter 34. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourself with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered all over the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherd did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths, and it will no longer be food for them. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another, and between rams and goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on my good pasture? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink on what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you shove with flank and shoulder until you have driven them away. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of savage beasts, so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forest in safety. I will make them and the places surrounding my hill a blessing. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. The trees will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord, when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the Israelites, are my people, declares the Sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the Sovereign Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. First, I just want to remind you that this passage has been fulfilled in Jesus. He is the shepherd that was sent to tend the flock. I love in verse 16 how it says, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. So many times in the gospel, we see the Lord doing this. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. Makes me think about John chapter 10, starting in verse 11, where it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And so one takeaway is just to thank the Lord for being our shepherd, for helping us, for guiding us, for gently showing us the way. And then another thing that I wanted to point out is in verse 26. I love the image of a shower of blessings. He's talking about the day when the shepherd reigns, and he says, there will be showers of blessing. Remember back when Abraham was given the promise that he would be blessed? Remember he was blessed to be a blessing? And so we're just thankful in this season for the shower of blessings that the Lord has provided on us through Jesus Christ our Lord, and for the many different ways that he has showered his blessings on us. And then we want to think about the way that we can shower those blessings on others. So the question I asked you at the beginning of the podcast was, who can you shepherd on the Lord's behalf today? Here are some ways that I think that I've seen in the passage, either in the opposite form, like the shepherds were harsh, and so you could be gentle with someone today. Here are some others, some ways that we could shepherd those around us and ask the Lord to help us to know who we are called to lead today. You could be gentle, slow to anger, give them messages of love instead of messages of hate. You could look out for their interest and strengthen the weak. You could provide care for the sick. You could guide and look out for them. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that the Good Shepherd has come, and that the good shepherd knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. Help us, Lord, to hear the voice of our shepherd today. Lord, we thank you for the shower of many blessings that you have poured out on us. We are mindful of them even now, from the smallest little blessing that you've bestowed on us since we woke up this morning, to the biggest of blessings, a life where we can look back on the ways that you have worked throughout our timeline to draw us to yourself. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to shepherd others, to lead them, to help them along in the faith. Help us to be people who are gentle and slow to anger, loving, looking out for the interest of others, strengthening and caring for the weak and the sick. And ultimately, may you guide us through your word and through your spirit so that we can be a guide for others. We love you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that even though we're not worthy and even though we cannot do it of our own strength, that your Spirit is doing the work in us, and we're so thankful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.